Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Hello, and welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast, and you can find out more about me at GloriaRand.com. And I'm delighted you're here today. I always say that, don't I? Well, you know what? I am delighted. I can't help it. I enjoy doing this podcast, and I'm not afraid to say it. Ha! So there. Anyway, today I wanted to talk a little bit about video. And how video marketing, and specifically how to choose the best platform to host your video. Now, I'm going to be referring to an article that was on the b2bmarketing.net, and it's an article that was actually I guess it was written by Matt Cooper, who is the CEO of Visually. And he, in this article, he talks about the pros and cons of the main video platforms for B2B marketers. And so I'm going to kind of share what he has to say and also add a little bit of my own insight and experience because I've been delving into video for a few years now. And actually, for those of you who may not know, my background actually is in television. I was a writer and a producer for the Nightly Business Report on public television. But anyway, but that's a story for another day. And actually, I think I've shared that story in the past. But so I digress. So let's get into this. So basically, he starts off talking about the fact that earlier this year, YouTube launched a very public celebration of its 10-year anniversary, had much to be proud of, and I'm sure probably many of you are very familiar with all the lovely videos that are on YouTube, and everything from the humorous, all the crazy cat videos and things, to politically, I hate this word, politically impactful. I don't like that word, impactful. I think it's a really weird word. I think significant might be better. Police misconduct in the U.S. and things like that. But part of its success, and I do agree with him here, it derives from the fact that it's been the dominant online video platform for most of those 10 years. Because other than Vimeo and a few other smaller players, YouTube was really the only place to upload your video if you wanted it to be seen. But he goes on to say that that scenario has changed drastically within the last year or so, and that is for sure. Nearly every major social platform, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter to Tumblr, has launched a native video tool, and many are starting to see strong adoption. Facebook recently announced its native videos are being viewed 4 billion times a day. That's a billion with a B. And live Periscope streams of the Mayweather Pacquiao fight were watched by tens of thousands of users. I was not one of them. I'm sorry, I'm not into boxing. But anyway, but I am familiar with Periscope and have been using Periscope, and Periscope is a really cool tool. But anyway, so the point is that suddenly marketers have this bevy of platform options for distributing their video content. So how do you choose? How do you choose which platform to update to or to upload to? So, he says that, many of these tools have different audiences and varying capabilities. And while nearly all of them boast millions of users like Instagram, Vine, and Periscope, many of those viewers aren't necessarily in the market for B2B products and services. So he's going to kind of go through the rundown of the strengths and weaknesses of a variety of video platforms that are really good for B2B marketing. And he starts off, of course, with YouTube. And YouTube still has the most robust offering of any platform. Its videos are easily embedded on any website, that is for sure. And it has both reliable servers and strong analytics recording. And, of course, it's owned by Google. So, of course, not only does it have, really good internal search and discovery mechanisms, but YouTube videos are prominently displayed in Google search results. And I tell you, that is one of the big advantages for it right there. And especially this makes YouTube appropriate for evergreen and explainer content. So if you want to explain your product's offerings to a potential client, or you want to shoot him or her a video summary, YouTube is the ideal service. However, he goes on to say that the platform is weak when it comes to video discovery, because though it does have social media components that allow users to create profiles and follow other users, most people discover videos when they're embedded elsewhere. In fact, recent studies have found that the majority of people who visit YouTube do so to locate a video they already know exists, not to discover new videos. So this can be a problem if you want to get your videos seen by a lot of people very quickly. So that's something certainly to keep in mind. Now, then it goes on to talk about Vimeo, which is similar to YouTube in terms of capabilities, but it has a much smaller user base. However, its users are passionate and influential. And you'll notice a lot of documentaries and filmmakers upload their short films exclusively to video, and because it has a much slicker design aesthetic. So if you've got a luxury or a premium brand that's extremely design conscious, you may want to skip YouTube altogether and go with Vimeo, especially if you're less concerned with audience size and more focused on the quality of your audience's user experience. So that is certainly something to keep in mind. Then he starts talking about Facebook, of course. So Facebook is the largest player to elbow its way into video with 1.4 billion users worldwide, many of whom log in every day. No other platform can touch it in terms of sheer audience size, and that's absolutely the case. And it also helps that Facebook engineers have prioritized video in the newsfeed algorithm and instituted autoplay to encourage viewing. So, yeah, this is something that I do encourage small business owners, encourage my clients. If you're going to go into video marketing, definitely pay attention. If you want to use YouTube, that's great. Upload your videos to YouTube, but also upload them separately to Facebook, because they really do get good play in the newsfeed. Now, if your company, and then he goes on to say that if your company already has a substantial Facebook fan base, uploading videos natively to the platform is a no-brainer, like I just said. In fact, you'll see some of the highest engagement in your page's history. However, if your company doesn't have many videos, then getting your video to spread may require you to spend money running targeted ads in the newsfeed. That's true. But while it's not uncommon for B2B companies to market themselves on Facebook, you need to bear in mind that the overwhelming majority of users are more likely to visit the site to keep abreast of friend and family news rather than find out about the latest enterprise software. Now, of course, he's assuming that all B2B businesses here in that statement, I think, is a little misleading, because he's kind of assuming that B2B is strictly tech companies. But you know what? There are a wide variety of business-to-business companies. In fact, a lot of service industries are a B2B company. I am a B2B company because I sell web services, social media consulting to other business owners. So I think people get it in their mind that B2B is just that, but there's all sorts of B2B companies out there that don't have anything to do with technology. So if you're in that boat, you know, you still might want to consider Facebook, especially if that's where your customers are. Now, the last service he mentions here are Hangouts on Air. So Google's Hangouts on Air, if you want to experiment with live video, it allows multiple people to participate via their webcams, and it can be watched live by an infinite number of people. So he says many not-for-profits and other organizations host virtual panel discussions on Google Hangouts by arranging for a host to interview several experts on a topic. And any video you broadcast is automatically uploaded to your YouTube account, so it can be watched by others later on. But you do need to keep in mind that the more people you invite to participate, the more opportunities there are for technical difficulties. And I've heard a lot of people complain about this from time to time. Also, all it takes is one bad internet connection from one of your participants for the discussion to go awry. That's true. But I'm going to go on now. See, he didn't mention two other places that you should definitely consider. And I think even as a B2B marketer, you should consider. And one of them is Periscope, which he did talk about briefly at the beginning of this article, because I do see a lot of potential for Periscope, especially because it's so new. If you wanted to create a presence for yourself, that's where you can do it. Now, okay, you're probably saying, well, live streaming, he's talking about video hosting. Well, that's true. But you could use Periscope, but then incorporate it with a service called Catch, KATCH.me. And what Catch does is it actually will catch your Periscope live video and it stores it for you on their website. And then you can download it and you can embed it in your website. So that's an alternative that you might want to consider as well. And then the other one that's I've participated in now, my first interview, and I know that this is, again, starting to catch fire. I know Social Media Examiner has talked about it in the past, is Blab. And Blab is sort of like Hangout on Air because you can have actually, well, you can have up to four people interviewing or participating in a live video stream at once, and then you can have other people commenting in, and you can actually have people come and go from sort of like this hot seat type of thing where you're participating in this interview, so in this live stream. So that's another option as well for you. So there's lots of potential out there for B2B marketers to deal with using video as a way to be able to get your message out there to attract your ideal client. So, you know, I'd love to hear from you and let me know your experiences and if you have found a success with maybe one different platform versus another. I will tell you that I do have a YouTube channel. You can find it youtube.com/GloriaRanVideo. And I've got a lot of videos on there that I've put on over the years. I've done some video blogging on SEO. I've got a few different like SEO and a minute tips. I was doing that for a while, and there's some webinars on there. So YouTube is a good platform for me. But and then I've also used Google because I've used the Google Hangouts to record webinars. So that's an option as well. And what's also nice about that is it's free, which is always great. I love free stuff. So, I would love to know what your thoughts are. So please, if you're listening to this on iTunes, leave me a comment. I would love to be able to hear from you. And if you could leave a review too, that would be awesome. And also, Stitcher Radio is you can also hear this podcast there as well. So I'd love to hear from you there. And as always, I also encourage you to subscribe so that way you don't miss another episode of the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. So until next time, I hope you will connect with me on Twitter or Facebook, Instagram. The username is @GloriaRand, and use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed so I know that you are one of my podcast followers. We've got followers from all over the world. It's so cool, and we're growing every day, and it's awesome being able to share some tips with you. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.